Another way we get creative juices going and ideas flowing is with charrettes. These are meetings with our architects and theme park designers. I love them because they are so brutally honest. Because everybody has a different opinion about color and style and size and look and landscaping and all the rest, these meetings take on an event stature. Eventually, resolution arrives, but not before every possible idea is put on the table. Developing a movie or television show is a little different. I grew up at Paramount, and then in my early years at Disney, putting everybody in the same room for 10 or 12 hours, or it could be 2 days. The longer, the better. The more excruciating, the better. The first several hours can be a complete waste of time. The younger executives want to impress the older executives. The shy executives want to be shy. The loquacious executives dominate the room. Nothing happens. Eventually, everybody gets hungry and tired and angry and eager to leave, but everybody also becomes equal. There is no pecking order. All of a sudden, it gets really creative. You may have a 10-hour meeting, but it's during the last half hour that the best ideas come out. Everybody starts driving each other crazy with ideas, and then somebody says something and it all comes together.
So there has to be a certain letdown of pretense before the creativity flows.
Basically, yes. And you get that when you've been in the same clothes, in the same room, with the same turkey sandwiches getting dry in the same corner for a long time. I'm told even the Beatles had to play and play and play before they found their real creativity, their own style. Back in the 1960s, even before they had Ringo Starr, when Pete Best was on drums, they would go to Hamburg, Germany to make a living at little waterfront bars. And they would play every day, 18 hours, straight to exhaustion.